This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's happened to all of us. Your phone loses charge in that one place you can't plug it in. Well, New York City is about to get solar chargers in many of those places. The Street Charge Project will provide 25 new solar charging stations in all five city boroughs. AT&T, design firm Pensa, and the solar tech company Goal Zero have partnered on the project. Joe Atkin is CEO of Goal Zero. We talked to Atkin on his way to today's announcement, and I asked him about his new charging technology.
The new product that we're launching today is called Street Charge, which allows you to power your phones right off of a street corner, kind of like the old payphone of the day. So instead of making a call, you're actually able to recharge your devices through solar and state-of-the-art battery systems.
How long will it take? It'll take, approximately 2 hours for a full charge for a smartphone, something like that?
Yeah, it's really how fast your phone charges. And so it will charge your phone as fast as a wall plug.
And describe what one of these things looks like to me.
Yeah, you know, the best way I've been able to describe it, it's almost like an aluminum state-of-the-art palm tree. And so up on the palms are where the solar panels are, and then it has a 12-foot structure. And then kind of midway down, there's a really nice wood platform where you could plug your devices into.
I mean, to a certain degree, some of this technology already exists, right? But what's unique about Goal Zero's project?
Right. And, you know, what's unique about Goal Zero is really we use state-of-the-art product design, and we're putting this stuff in places where people just don't have another option. The cool thing about the solar is it allows you to place it wherever you want throughout a city or wherever, because it's all portable. It's not tied to the grid.
Is some of this a reaction to some of the things that happened in Sandy? I mean, was that part of your calculation here?
Absolutely. You know, we had 10 of our employees here during Sandy, and what we found was most people needed some light at night and cell phones. So this street charge can actually solve both of those, where people can plug in their lanterns and flashlights during a disaster, or they can charge their phone and communicate with family members or for work, and it's totally independent of the grid.
Joe Atkin, CEO of Goal Zero, thank you very much.
You're welcome.